Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
More than 200 fire department jurisdictions trust the Knox Entry System to provide secure access to buildings, elevators, and control rooms when seconds matter. Now, businesses, schools, airports, several industrial applications are also using Knox Entry to manage controlled access and authorize service activity for critical assets. Now, Knox Entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. Just go to Knox.com for more information. That's KNOX.com. Leonard Skinner, simple man, that means only one thing on this program, self-proclaimed simple man himself, Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, how are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
Everything was well. You didn't show up with the fried turkey, though. you know, I knew you wouldn't. But everything went well. How about you? Everybody happy in the Hannity home?
Yeah, you know what? I made fried turkey. I have a video. If you promise not to share it, I'll send it to you.
Why would I want to watch a video of you with a fried turkey?
Because you might learn a thing or two.
Did you kung fu it before you fried it?
Okay, I don't. How many times do I have to explain I don't kung fu? You know, have you ever watched a mixed martial arts fight?
Kung fu is a generic term. You lay hands on people and you knock them to the ground.
listen, all I would say to you is, and by the way, I would never raise a hand to anybody. I would, Bill O'Reilly, with the skills I've developed in the last 10 years, and I am a student of the arts. I am not an expert, but I've learned a lot in 10 years. And I've gotten pretty strong in that period of time as well. All right, I want to ask you something. So we have the Biden administration, and they're saying that they're very alarmed by Elon Musk. Now, I don't know what your thoughts are on Elon Musk. I find him eccentric, but on the other hand, he's brilliant. He's fascinating to me. I love that he gets under everybody's skin, and he's really good at it. But now the Biden administration is now saying they are keeping an eye on Elon Musk and his pro-free speech reforms at Twitter. He also says that he will unveil the evidence of suppression. I believe that will be related to Twitter's policies of not allowing the Hunter Biden laptop story to go out weeks before the 2020 election. And now we have politicians getting involved, like Ron DeSantis, blasting yesterday Elon Musk's allegation that it is threatened to boot Twitter from the App Store. And Elon Musk's reaction is, well, maybe we need a different company to produce phones, which I kind of like that answer, too.
Look, the federal government has no right to regulate Elon Musk and what he does. There's no constitutional authority to do that unless he's subverting the United States, and you would charge him with that treason, or he's endangering public safety, which he clearly isn't. So this is all a bunch of hooey. Biden administration can't do anything. Musk is richer than the Biden administration. The Biden administration owes $31 trillion. Musk got about $100 billion, you know, in the black. So he can beat them no matter what. And he will. I mean, he'd sue them if they ever came in and did anything. The value of Musk to the American people, which is the story, is that it looks like this guy doesn't like the woke culture, doesn't like the progressive left fascism, the totalitarianism that they are attempting to impose on we the people. It looks like he doesn't like that. And for the first time in the social media world, he is going to go against that. That's the big story here.
So they really don't like free speech, although they claim to have a monopoly on free speech. I would argue that the Democratic Party is all they're all robotic in terms of their groupthink, and you can't deviate one iota from groupthink, which is why they all buy into this climate alarmist New Green Deal cultism. And you can't talk them out of it, even though all we see as a result of their policies is failure.
Look, there's been a change, dramatic change, in the Democratic Party over the last 10 years, and a lot of it's because of Donald Trump. And because Trump was fairly successful in the way he governed, that the progressives basically said, look, we got to destroy him, and anybody who voted for him has got to be silenced. And they saw that 4 years, and if not for COVID, Trump, I think, would have been elected again. But now, because the progressive left has the power of the corporate media with them, they surely want to silence people. And they're really appalled that Elon Musk isn't going to play that game. And so he becomes an object of hatred, just as Donald Trump did.
So now that the Republicans have the House, with it comes a lot of power. They have the power of the committee assignments. They have the power of the agenda. They have the power to subpoena. They have talked at length about things they're going to be looking into, the origins of COVID-19, the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Congressman Jim Comer actually said this is an investigation into the president and whether or not there's influence peddling that went on with the entire Biden family, because we know Joe lied when he said that he had never spoken to Hunter about his foreign business associates. So that's going to be interesting. While simultaneously, Jim Jordan on the Judiciary Committee will be investigating whether or not the FBI has been politicized and the DOJ is weaponized. I think these are going to be fascinating hearings, especially with 20, 30 FBI whistleblowers saying, in fact, that's happening.
I had a long conversation with James Comer yesterday. I had never met him before, and I did what I always do. I challenged him on a number of occasions about what the Oversight Committee wants to accomplish.
You gave him a non-cupcake interview like you gave me.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're always getting on my case, simple man. I do keep it simple. And I said, look, Hunter Biden's a grifter, in my opinion. All right, but the American people know that, and they're not really interested in what he did outside of his father. And you've got to, if you're going to have this hearing have any credibility at all, you've got to spell out up top, okay, what the goal of the hearing is. So in the January 6th Get Trump situation, it was never spelled out. The goal was destroy Donald Trump. Is that the same goal now of the Oversight Committee, destroy Joe Biden? So Congressman Comer had a good answer. He goes, look, the American people need to know if there was any criminality here, number one, because if Hunter Biden did give money to his father, and his father did not declare that on his income tax, a crime, as we talked about last week, okay? But number two, there are a lot of threads here about foreign countries buying influence at the highest level in America, and that's what the Oversight Committee is trying to zero in on. And that
let me help you a little bit. Look, can I fill in a couple of gaps?
Sure.
So we know that Hunter implicates his father numerous times in the laptop. And complains bitterly about half his income having to go to dad, and complains about having to pay for dad's home repairs, 10% for the big guy, Tony Bobulinski, in a meeting. Now, Joe Biden said he never had a conversation, not one time, with his son about his foreign business dealings. But now we have numerous photographs that proves that that statement was untrue. Then we have evidence of at least 14 meetings that Joe was a part of with Hunter, with his foreign business partners. And then we got banking records, according to James Comer, that will corroborate that Joe, in fact, got the money. Here's the bigger question, and if I'm wrong, tell me. The bigger question is the Biden family, is the president himself compromised because of the monies taken and what would be the biggest pay-to-play scandal or corruption scandal in history?
Okay. And I'm saying this with all due respect. You convicted Biden.
No, I have not. I have not.
Okay, but you just said he took the money. We don't know if he took the money, and that's the key.
Said is the evidence, as of now, shows that Hunter, his son, is complaining bitterly about having to give his son, give his father the money. Tony Bobulinski said and confirmed that the big guy was Joe, getting his 10%. And that means he's getting money from countries while he's vice president. For example, why did he leverage $1 billion to get a prosecutor in Ukraine fired? Well, we find out the prosecutor was investigating his son, making millions with no experience.
All of that is on the record, but it hasn't been cross-examined, so it is in fact yet. And that's what Americans don't understand. They come to conclusions about a case when the defense hasn't presented its case. Now,
can I gently say one thing about that?
You don't have to be gentle to me. Just let it go.
Joe Biden himself bragged about saying, you got 6 hours, fire the prosecutor, or you're not getting $1 billion.
I know all that. But the key to this is the LLCs, which the congressman, and it was really an interesting, fascinating interview. The LLCs that Hunter Biden created, and for people who aren't in business, it gets complicated, but these are companies, and they're set up to shadow things to make it hard for the government, auditors, anybody, to find out where the money is coming from and where it's going. That's the key to all of this, because the money had to go somewhere. So Joe Biden says, I didn't get any money. And on my tax returns, I am declaring that I didn't get any money. Okay? So where's the money? Now, maybe it's all in expenses. It's all in, you know, people did construction work for him or other work for him, or maybe he rented planes, or maybe he took a vacation. I don't know. But that's what this committee has to find out. And if Joe Biden as vice president did that, he goes down like Spiro Agnew went down.
So it's that, if it proves, now we know certain other things. We know money came from Kazakhstan. We know money came from the former first lady of Moscow, millions of dollars. To me, and by the way, that would then bring into question, while Joe Biden is canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, he simultaneously is giving a waiver to Vladimir Putin to build out the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. That doesn't make any sense. You know, Bill, I'm sure you would love to get a $100,000 shopping spree by a Chinese national for your family, because that's what Hunter got. We know that Biden's got a $5 million no interest forgivable loan from the communist Chinese. But more importantly, the $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China, you think, would you do business, financial business at that level with Hunter and his cohorts, or would you do it with Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs, or J.P. Morgan Chase? Who would you do it with?
Listen, all of the Hunter Biden story, I don't even use alleged anymore. Okay, in my mind, from what I know and seen, he's guilty. He's guilty of taking money from foreign nations under false pretenses, and he should have been charged a long time ago. And that's another thing that Comer is looking at. Why didn't the U.S. attorney in Delaware charge him? It's been 2.5 years. Okay, why is that still sitting there? The grand jury is long dismissed, and they just sit on it. That can go right into the current President Biden, not the Vice President Biden. If it can be shown that there was pressure put upon that U.S. attorney, appointed by Trump, by the way, okay, not to bring charges against Hunter, that's another huge thing. So this is the big story for 2023. I'm sure you'll be covering on radio and TV every night. There'll be buku leaks. You'll get them. But always, you know, we always have to be fair about it. The other side has a right to defense.
Quick break. More with Simple Man. Bill O'Reilly on the other side. Then your calls and Governor Kristi Noem coming up. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program as we continue.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
All right, we continue with Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. There's a reason that I was right on Ferguson, a reason I was right on Freddie Gray in Baltimore, UVA, Duke Lacrosse. Down in Florida, the Trayvon Martin case, George Zimmerman case, a reason that I was right on Richard Jewell. In every one of these instances, I don't rush to judgment. But when you look at this evidence, it seems overwhelming where this is going. I don't have the answer whether or not the money has influenced political decisions of Joe Biden. But we do know for sure that Joe Biden lied about talking with his son about these business dealings, and that he was up to his eyeballs in it way more than he ever indicated. And that's going to be very problematic for him. And where it goes, it could be down the road of impeachment. That's my prediction for the year. Okay.
The big one. You were right about Russian collusion, as was I. And that's the big one. So anyway, Hannity, thanks for having me on, and I just want to remind everybody that Killing the Legend is still a big bestseller after 10 weeks in the marketplace. Great Christmas gift.
All right, Mr. O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Sir, thank you. We'll talk next week. Older people, they've been targeted by these cyber thieves due to the stereotypes that they trust everyone. Maybe they're not savvy when it comes to technology. They have a lot more money than younger people, and common elderly scams involve Medicare coverage, online shopping, tech support, charity, and as with anyone, keeping their personal information secure online is key to helping the elderly avoid cyber crimes. All of us are putting every day our personal information at risk on the internet now more than ever. And that's why LifeLock.com by Norton sees the threats we would otherwise miss on their own. Now, if they see that your information is compromised, you'll get an alert. If you're a victim of identity theft, you will get a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist. They will work to fix this for you. Now, it's simple and easy and inexpensive. Their annual rate, and you'll save an additional 25% off your first year by calling 1-800-LIFELOCK. Just mention my name or go to lifelock.com. Use the promo code Hannity, 25% off. Protect your good name and reputation, your finances, your credit score. LifeLock.com, 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Hannity.
We're back on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. It was a couple of years ago, Donald Trump first mentioned that TikTok was likely a spying mechanism of the communist Chinese. And of course, the media, the mob, left-wing pundits all laughed at it. But in recent weeks, Democrats have been acknowledging such could be a fact. You know, it's interesting to watch. We've got protests now going on everywhere in every big city in China. But for years, China has engaged in unfair trade practices, intellectual property theft. America has very stupidly outsourced a lot of its production to China, including these chips, which car manufacturers desperately need, and they can't build the cars to meet demand currently. But the issue of TikTok in particular is pretty well known now to be the Chinese government spying on we, the American people. And the fact that we've known it now for some time and everybody's been in denial about it is kind of scary to me. Finally, somebody's doing something about it. And that's South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. And she signed an executive order banning TikTok. It's executive order 2022-10, which bans the Chinese social media platform TikTok for state government agencies, employees, and contractors using devices. And that order is in response to the growing national security threat that is being posed by TikTok due to its data gathering operations on behalf of the Communist Chinese Party. Governor Noem said South Dakota will have no part in the intelligence gathering operations of nations that hate us. And the Chinese Communist Party uses that information that it gathers on TikTok to manipulate the American people. And they gather data off their devices and access other platforms. Anyway, the governor of South Dakota is with us, Governor Kristi Noem. By the way, congratulations on your reelection. It was rather easy. That was not one we were worried about.
It's never easy, Sean, but it's good. And I think it sends a clear message that the people of South Dakota want the good things to keep happening here that's been going on. We're leading the country in our strongest economy, incomes going up, our kids are leading the nation in the classroom. So we're doing well, but we are facing a lot of threats, and you're talking about it today when you talk about just what how weak Joe Biden is and how he's not protecting the American people and the threat of China. I've been talking about it for years when it comes to our food security and their manipulation of our supply chain. We've known it with their stealing our IP, currency manipulation. TikTok's another way for them to gather information on the American people. They manipulate their algorithms against us and to send their propaganda out across the world, but also right here in the United States of America. And South Dakota's just not going to have any part of it.
I hope other states follow your lead. I think they probably will. But this only really relates to state employees and government agencies and contractors using state devices, etc. Would you consider a statewide ban? I don't know how you monitor such a thing or just strongly recommend. You said during the height of COVID often that you trust the people in your state to make the right decision in terms of their health. I would imagine the people of South Dakota are hearing you loud and clear that maybe you shouldn't be on TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, they are. And listen, Sean, if there's one thing that I know is I'll do my job and I understand what my constitutional authority is. And so this executive order will address all state agencies, departments, contractors that are contracting with the state of South Dakota, employees. It is now, this platform is blocked on all of our networks in the state. You can't access them. The state has incredible information within our Department of Health, our Child Protective Services, Department of Social Services. It's all personal information that is, if China and our enemies were able to gather that information, they would have a lot that they could do damage with. So what we've done today is we're the first state, the first elected official in this country to take action against TikTok and against the communist China and the party, Chinese Communist Party. So we are taking action here. I hope other elected officials will do so as well. And my job is to protect the people of South Dakota where I can and where the Constitution tells me I have the authority to, and I'll do everything I can to make sure that I'm doing exactly that.
Let me ask you about a phenomenon that's been going on around the country that nobody seems to be paying attention to, and that is the Communist Chinese, through subsidiaries, etc., they've been buying up a lot of farmland, a lot of ranch land, A lot of times it is, there are locations that are near our military bases. And I'm trying to think, why would we ever allow foreign nationals from China, a hostile regime, a hostile nation, to be buying up our farmland, our ranch land, and buying it next to our military bases? That sounds to me like they're up to something very nefarious. And I would, if ever I had the power, I would not only ban it, but I would make sure that it gets bought back and they get sent out of the United States, because I can't believe they have any good intentions by doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Sean, you're exactly right. And it's been happening for decades. That's what, you know, I first got involved in food policy at the national level. Gosh, I think back in 2001, 2002, and I recognized the threat that we had, how they manipulated our trade agreements against us, how they were coming into our country. They were using the EB-5 program to let Chinese citizens have citizenship here in the United States for investment into food, manufacturing facilities here in the state. That allowed them to get a foothold in our meat processing plants, our chemical companies, our fertilizer companies. We do have a CFIUS program at the federal level where the federal government had to sign off on a lot of these purchases, and they did. I hope that now we're waking up to, in this country, that China should have no part in owning the United States of America, our land, our food supply. And in South Dakota, we have a state law that says there's a threshold where a certain amount of acres, 150 acres, more than that cannot be bought by a foreign entity. But we're evaluating that. We don't think they should buy any, and I'll be addressing that this legislative session, and also long-term leases. We have to remember that China's been a world power for thousands of years, and that their agenda, they are very patient to fulfill. And the United States of America, you know, we are a little bit instant gratification, and if we don't see results in the next year, we kick everybody out and start over and think about, we have to make sure that we're not only being smart and responsive right now, but that we understand we're facing enemies who have had this plan and this agenda in place for thousands of years to go back and to be the top of the world power chain, and that's China, and that they'll be patient.
Would China allow any U.S. national to buy their farmland? Would they allow any U.S. national to buy any property in China? Ranch land, significant parcels of acreage within China? I tend to think not. And add to that their unfair trade practices, add to that all the intellectual property theft. I don't think China would ever allow the U.S. or any U.S. company or any U.S. citizen to be buying their land, do you?
No, and the vast majority of their citizens live in poverty because they're not allowed to own property. They're not allowed to own land. The government owns it all, and they're completely, whole lives are spied on by their government and controlled by their government. So they not only, don't want us to own it, they don't allow their own people to. And that should send us a very clear message of what we never want to allow to have happen here in the United States of America. When somebody controls our food and somebody controls our money, and when they control our thoughts and what we see and what our children are watching on their phones and computers, when it comes to this platform of TikTok and how they manipulate it and promote their propaganda, it's extremely dangerous. And it's time that we wake up and we take action. You know, we got a lot of politicians who've talked about TikTok. They talk and give big speeches and sound real brave. I'm calling on them all to do something. Do what they do and then make sure they're making wise decisions, that it can be held up in court, and that the Supreme Court will back us up, so that we're making sure we're being strategic and winning. We have to start winning when it comes to these fights.
All right, quick break. More with Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota on the other side. We'll get to your calls and a look at the economy straight ahead. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. We all remember 9/11, 2001, because 2,977 of our fellow Americans were murdered that day. And people are still suffering and losing their lives because of 9/11 related illnesses. We have a whole generation of kids now. They know little to nothing about this. Only Tennessee and Arizona, the only two states that mandate K-12 learning. That is a national disgrace. So the Tunnel to Towers Foundation have created the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. It gives educators access to nonfiction 9/11 resources for grades K-12. It's a full curriculum. And it's built around firsthand accounts with scripted social studies lessons and activities and backgrounds for teachers, ensuring ease of use. Plus, they have their nonfiction Discovering Heroes series of books and their accompanying curriculum units there. They have a speakers bureau with access to 9/11 first responders and survivors and loved ones. They have their mobile exhibit, the 83-foot tractor trailer that transforms into an 1,100-square-foot interactive museum with 9/11 artifacts. Anyway, Tunnel to Towers is also granting the Russell F. Siller Memorial Scholarships, financial scholarships to the children of their program recipients who are exemplary high school students prepping for college. So to never forget, we've got to educate future generations. Now, they're asking all of us and everybody on Team Hannity's committed to $11 a month. Just go to their website. It's the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Are you ready to get out of the media spin room? Well, you've come to the right place. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, we continue with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is with us. For the last 18 months, I've been calling attention to this new axis of evil, and that is an alliance between China, the communist Chinese, and Iran, and Russia. It's pretty fascinating, the times we're living in, because people have taken to the streets all over Iran in protest over this poor woman killed in prison because she wasn't wearing her headscarf properly. You saw what the Iranian soccer team did at the World Cup. They wouldn't sing the national anthem until they got lectured by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that their families would be tortured or even murdered if they didn't sing it the next time. But you see now people protesting all over China, all over Iran. You see Vladimir Putin is under heavy fire because the people of Russia don't like this war with Ukraine. He seems to be in hiding more than anything else. And we have an opportunity here. And we haven't heard word one from Joe Biden in support, just words of solidarity for the people that are risking their lives. And in some cases, even quoting people like the great Patrick Henry, you know, give me liberty or give me death. These people are dying for freedom, and not a word from the president of the United States. That's odd to me.
Yeah, it is, because we all probably remember the Joe Biden of 20, 30 years ago would have said something. He maybe wouldn't have been a strong president that we need today. But the change in this Democrat Party, the extremism of Joe Biden and how weak they are making the United States of America is alarming. And listen, with us facing threats from Russia, Iran, and China, and then when we see the exodus out of our military because of vaccine mandates and morale and wokeism that's infiltrated into their training, and how men and women just aren't signing up for the military because of that discouragement that they face. You know, the United States of America has a very, very different situation right now when it comes to protecting our best interests and our national security issues. So we need a strong president. We need him to speak out. We need him to recognize that this country has to be number one every single day when he gets up. He has to fight and stand for us. And if he doesn't, we need a new president. And we need a president that understands that our founders, men and women like Patrick Henry, Nathan Hale, George Washington, I mean, these guys, Thomas Jefferson, they gave us words of wisdom and inspired us and made incredible sacrifices to give us the chance to wake up every day in this country extremely blessed. Boy, it's time we start fighting for it.
Let me ask you a question. Your name is often bannered about when people talk about future Republican presidents. Have you ever given it any thought? Would you give it any thought? Would you ever think of some place down the road running for president?
You know, people say that. My thought every day is about the state and what I can do. We have extreme...
People ask me if I'd ever run for dog catcher because they say that's the only position I'd ever win.
I get called on every single dog that's out of line in this state, Sean. I think that is the governor's job, actually, that. And noisy neighbors, it's amazing the kind of calls you take when you're governor. But we need strong leaders that can win, but then we need a leader in the White House that will actually take action.
Are you worried about what I'm calling accelerated migration, where all these people have had it? You have so a converging events, the baby boomers retiring, accelerated by people sick and tired of shutdowns, wanting their kids to have in-person school learning, They're leaving. They're going to the Carolinas and Texas and Tennessee, and Florida's taking in about 800 new people a day. But that's making states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan bluer and harder to win for Republicans to get to 270 electoral votes. Does that concern you?
Well, number one, I'm never worried and I'm never scared. I always tell people I don't say those out loud. I think our words have consequences. And when leaders use those kinds of words, it impacts everybody that hears them. So concerned, yes. Of course, so there are days that you feel worried and concerned, but I think that we as leaders need to speak strong and be strong for our people. And listen, South Dakota is growing at 10 times the national average right now, Sean. I don't have beaches like Florida. My January here, it's pretty chilly. And, you know, people don't move here for my weather, for my climate. And we're growing at 10 times the national average. And it's because people want to be free. So while those other states may get some liberals that move because they're hypocrites.
The people that are leaving are the conservatives because they want more freedom. I'm running out of time, but I understand it's your birthday today. Happy birthday.
Oh, my goodness. It is my birthday, yes.
Is it true you turned 29? I read that somewhere.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You are now my favorite person, Sean, so I appreciate that very much.
Governor, happy birthday. Thanks for being with us, and I think you're doing the right thing on TikTok, and I hope others follow.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Quick break. Right back. We'll continue. Hey, if you're looking for a firearm for home defense or something for shooting sports or hunting, you can't do better than a rifle or a shotgun from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they have more than 200 models that you can choose from in a wide variety of calibers and finishes, all made in America and the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Henry's are reliable, they're affordable, and they're backed with their lifetime satisfaction guarantee. Just visit henryusa.com. You get to order their free catalog with free decals, and you're going to love this company.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.